So it's about 1 in the morning. It's a Friday night. I was babysitting for Joel, and one of his friends had a birthday party tonight, so I went along and had a drink. And now I'm walking to the subway, but I thought I would take a detour through High Park. And man, it is amazing here at night. Like all that stuff I've been talking about hunting. Granted, there's a car going by right now on the other side of the water, but this place is just like the woods. And it's so dark and no one is here. And like, I just keep thinking about that, about how if your job was to hunt all day, it would be the ultimate video game. Like, that's what video games are trying to instill in us, is to remind us of this feeling of like progression and achievement and mastery of something and excitement. I just don't think you'd even be bored. Even if this was your whole life, you just hunted all day, like you'd just be in a different mindset where your thoughts wouldn't be the thoughts that we have now. Like, I, for years, ever since podcasts became a thing, just compulsively listened to podcasts all the time. I just wanted something in my ears all the time. I just wanted, you know, something to keep my head full and keep my head busy, or else you get anxious and bored. And I still do that, but not, I don't know, sometimes it's like, it's starting to feel like TV feels, like sitting and watching TV is just intolerable, and movies and stuff. Podcasts, like I would be doing stuff, I would be, you know, walking around or doing something physical, so that was okay, but now I'm even getting to that point where I don't know if it's enough, or not enough, it's just, I don't know, I just don't need it. Or today I was really tired because I woke up, I didn't get a ton of sleep, and that's when I got a text from Joel's wife, and she was like, hey, I'm feeling terrible, can you please come babysit? So instead of going back to bed, I went straight to their place, so I was worn out. But before we left to go to this bar, I just did like push-ups and I found whatever weights Joel had, just did some stuff real quick, and yeah, it just woke me up and I felt fine. And now walking through these woods, I mean, you can hear animals howling sometimes and like rustling that I always just presume is a person, because it's always a person traditionally, but it's not a person now. These are animals, like no one else is here. I was thinking, like, what if a coyote or something fucking attacks me? And yeah, it's not boring because you're not trying to just like analytically think through things. Like, I think that's what I just do all day, even if it's not anything. It's why I obsess over stuff and I can't let it go. It's because I'm just trying to sort out everything, just sort out the world, sort out life, make everything make sense, solve all problems. When after I exercise, like, I just don't care. It's like, it's not important. It is like just that body intelligence instead of brain intelligence. And man, like, that's just, I mean, you would just clue into that. You would just, that would be the type of person you would be. Like, you would be a different kind of creature. And I mean, I guess traditionally, the way we are, the way everyone worships the brain so much, like, you'd be like, oh, well, that's just, they're dumb. And they're just like these dumb, primitive people. They're not gonna split the atom. They're not gonna invent airplanes. But who fucking gives a shit? Like, what is this for? What is it for? I mean, I guess our medicine is better, our lifespans are better. That's nice. But, you know, maybe everyone will get super flu and we'll all just die anyway. Like, on a long enough timeline, there's still no guarantee that this is actually progress, you know? I guess, though, like, I walk around at night a lot and I don't know, I guess I probably wouldn't be doing this, right? I tried looking up, like, audiobooks and stuff about tribal life and I couldn't find anything yet, and I'm so interested in it, but a lot of it is just me extrapolating what I think it's like. I don't really know. but I wonder, like, is there a lot of value to being out at night like this? Maybe there is. Maybe there's different kinds of hunting you can do. Would I be by myself? Seems like not, but maybe. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's quieter. Like, I don't know. It feels natural to me. It feels natural to be up at night. And we used to say, like Vinyl Countdown and stuff, that because I have such a hard time sleeping and I have these super sensitive ears and I have all these fucking problems, you know, that just make life in society fucking miserable, but that's what would make me good as like a lookout or something. It's like the night watch, you know? I'd be the one who's a shallow sleeper, who's always a little bit awake, who can hear things from far off. I'd be the warning. Maybe I wouldn't have to be. If I lived a normal life where I just was outside being physical all day, maybe I would just sleep. Maybe it would just be fine. Yeah, and I notice it's, like, it feels like my exercise has plateaued a bit now that it's been like a month and a half or whatever. Where it gets hard to think. You just get in the right groove where I'm just in the woods and it's so dark. But, like, not dark like it is, but I can see, you know, I can just get used to it. And you just walk the right way, you just feel that movement, like, even just walking. With the right body motion, it just conveys an attitude. Like, I totally noticed, like, well, even today I was at this bar. It was a lot of people, 12 people or something. I only met two or three of them ever before, and I don't really know any of them, just Joel. And yeah, I noticed, like, shallow breathing, shoulders pulled in, you know? I haven't had a lot of time to, like, experiment with this, but just, yeah, like, just relax my shoulders. Man, I just heard an animal to the left, and it's like trying to guess how big it was. Like, I'm guessing bigger than a squirrel, smaller than a wolf. Like, I feel like I can already tell that. Like, there's just so much that I know already. But yeah, just deliberately force myself to breathe in, breathe out very deep breaths, and you just relax. With this speech that I'm going to give at the reference library, this introduction to Andrew Plotkin, I wish there was, like, I don't know how it's set up, but man, if I could just do push-ups or something right before, like, and just go out with this feeling and this attitude, and it's like, whatever, man, fuck my cue cards, fuck it, who gives a shit? I'll just talk, and if it's not good enough, who fucking gives a shit? But I was going to say, even though it seems like this exercise has plateaued a little, I'm getting closer to the road, it's not as easy. Like, it was just that first 2-3 weeks, like, just the smallest amount of exercise would just wear me out, and I immediately just started sprouting some muscles. Now it's a much harder, but I still notice, like, I just sit down and I'm in a t-shirt, and, like, it's probably not something other people would really be like, oh, look at him, look at those muscles, because it's not a big deal. But I notice, like, just looking down at myself, I'm like, that's different. My arms look different. And whenever I used to see people walk around that are just muscular, and not, like, crazy jacked, sometimes that gets weird, but just in good shape, I was just like, whatever, like, I don't really think about it. It's just, like, just a different mold, just a different kind of action figure walking past me. But now I kind of, like, respect them. I'm like, I get what you had to do. Like, it really is, like, symbolic of... Oh, I'm just back to the road now. That's a shame. But symbolic of sticking with something. Dedication to something every day. It is, like, the... Oh, fuck, this is Bloor Street. That's High Park Station. Cool, I didn't even realize. How'd that happen? I gotta turn the fuck around in those woods. But yeah, those are the same attributes you need to be successful in life. Like, it's not about today, it's not about tomorrow, it's about next year, it's about working every day, it's about not needing to be back in civilization, not needing to be inspired just to work, just to be dedicated. Wow, this is so weird. I can't believe I'm where I am. It's really weird. This place, Cafe Novo, years ago, the girl I'm always talking about, when I first knew her, or when she first moved to Toronto, was it like 3 years ago or so? First time we ever hung out at High Park, we met there. We walked around, had a lot of one-sided conversations, because she's so quiet, just me talking. Honestly, it was a very boring day. But I mean, it was still kind of nice, like whatever, kind of a nice thing to do. It's weird to think how stuff changed over the course of those years. But did they really? You know, like maybe that underlying lack of connection was really always there. Maybe I just wanted to bang this chick and I just needed to fucking be all neurotic about it. Try to tie her up in a little spider web as tight as I could. Alright, there's this Veruca Salt song that's popped up on my MP3 player a few times. I don't know what it's called, but it's cool. So we're gonna listen to that.
Still. Thank you.
You know, it's funny too how now that I live so far out at the edge of town, just how much it does change your perspective on distance, where, like, yeah, I just realized, like, oh, I'm just passing this Tim Hortons that I stopped at when I was cat-sitting for Craig. And there's the LCBO by his house, and there's the fucking library where I bought a book from their book sale the other day. Like, I'm still an hour, at least, from my house. But because it's this neighborhood that then tapers into where Craig lives, and then I go onto my house, like, it doesn't feel like I'm far enough to take transit. It feels like I'm almost home, even though I'm a fucking hour away. It's good anyway. I like walking. The thing I wanted to say, why I started recording, is because I was, like, walking through the woods, and yeah, just hit that stride with the no one around. No one can see me, no one is gonna find me. There's no lights, there's no nothing. And it just clicks. This kind of walk, this, like, stride that's just so comfortable and casual that would be so hard for me to do right now that there's people all around. And it just feels so good. And then I wonder, like, would I just feel like this always if I was a hunter? If that's what I did. That's just how I would just presume myself. But the feeling that it's so hard to get, but it is, like, the ultimate, is just that, and I've felt it a few times in this last month, like, really distinctly, like, I really feel it, like, it's real, is that I don't need anyone else to think that I'm cool, you know? Like, that's so much of achievement, and just trying to a fucking, you know, get people to sit up and take notice, and just get mom to watch you on the fucking diving board. Like, that's definitely the kind of thing that drew me to New York and to be on podcasts. And, like, look at me. I must be something because everyone can hear me now. Everyone can hear me talking. And, like, with this girl, as much as we didn't connect, it's just like, yeah, but if I can whip up this fairy tale and get her to believe in it, then I'm the fucking prince. I'm the Prince Charming in this story. And she can give me that visibility, that feeling. But the best feeling is when you feel that way about yourself, you know? Like, everyone always talks about self-esteem and self-image, but I don't think I've ever felt it or understood it like this. Like, just when you, honest to God, without any other pretense and without any weird, like, blowing up your own ego, megalomania, or just, you know, because that's all expressions of a poor self-esteem, really. Just feeling without even the words that you're cool. You feel cool about yourself. Like, you feel like, I'm glad that I'm this person. Glad that I'm here right now. I have no problems with this. I feel so natural being here on the earth, being this person that I am. And it's amazing, because it is that feeling that I, like, chase from other people. And to, I mean, that's what makes somebody cool, you know? I mean, I guess the surface idea of coolness is just to be aloof, to be unattached. But that would be why, if you really feel like that about yourself, then you are aloof and you are unattached and you're just you, man. You're just you on the fucking earth. And that's where I wonder too if, like, those people that do get really spacey about this stuff and just get really out there with their crazy, like, you know, their chakras and their fucking pendants and their different astrological signs, I don't know, whatever, or even just, like, herbology and fucking whatever. Like, those people where you don't, it doesn't feel like a strength, it feels like a weakness, like they have dimmed themselves in order to have this transcendental, like, understanding of the world or whatever, but you don't buy it and they just seem flaky. Like, I wonder if they're chasing this feeling, but they didn't get it for real. They, like, concocted a facsimile and they closed off the other avenues of their head so they could just live in this little world that they've built. With like a, almost like a, they act like they have a sense of greater awareness, but they seem like they have less awareness. Where the real awareness is like the saying of like, your body is speaking so loud that I can't hear a word that you're saying. Like, you just exude who you are. And it does seem like just getting in touch with the physical world, for me at least, it seems like the way to get there. Because to do it through the head, it's like just... it's too varied and variable and up and down. Yeah, I'm cool one day and I'm all neurotic the next day. I'm nice to people one day, I'm mean the next day. Like, there's no consistency. Like, I can't be myself because that's not me. I don't even know what that is. It's just like this top spinning, just blah. But when you're just walking through the woods and you just hit that just comfortable stride, it's just so natural. And your senses are all focused on what's around you, the visuals, the sounds especially. They're not in your head. They're out in the world. Man, it just feels like rock fucking solid. That is so good. But I don't know, man. I don't know what you do in this world, how to get in touch with that. Did you ever see that documentary? It's called, oh fuck, it was really cool. God... I don't remember. It was a very depressing title. Like, something about God forgetting us. And it was a bunch of just really poor African people that they brought to America and set them up. And kind of the overwhelming consensus, there were some people that adapted and got into it, but it was like, why is it so lonely? Why am I just by myself in this weird apartment and then I go to this weird job? I'm supposed to be with people. I'm supposed to be around them. That's like a weird trap we're stuck in now, where just to get away from this society would be extremely hard on its own. To try to get back in touch with that feeling of being connected to nature and being physical. But that's not proper even, because you're not supposed to get away from people. You are supposed to be around them. You're supposed to come home to the tribe every night. Your kids are supposed to be raised by everyone. These, like, two people romantic relationships aren't supposed to exist. I would love to learn how to incorporate some of this stuff into my life, but it's so hard. It just doesn't fit with this world. There's cars driving by me this whole walk. Just car, 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 car. It's fucking insane. It doesn't even make sense. It's so fucking insane. Alright, I found this falafel place I really like, so that's enough. I'll play a song.
What God needs.
All right, man. After all that highfalutin talk, let's bring it right down to earth, man. So I just stopped at this fucking shawarma place that I like a lot. Got a great big shawarma platter. Hold on, I gotta piss. Ate as much of it as I could. Couldn't eat the whole thing, but I got it to go. But I took it outside. Just ate it at the corner of Jane and Bloor. Just crammed it in as much as I could, and then I didn't want to keep what was left. So I was like, fuck it, that's good enough. Tossed it, started walking. And just, man, like I got this thing where I gotta piss all the time, small bladder, as well as other problems, but small organs in general, small stomach, small everything. And the need to shit hit me so hard. Now from here, it's not that far to Old Mill Station, where I'm always talking about going under the bridge and hanging out and go down there and piss and do whatever you want. And I was like, this'll do. This'll do, pig. I can get there, go under the bridge, take a shit, figure it out from there. Couldn't make it. Could not make it. I made it to the far end of the bridge, or the east end of the bridge. Luckily, there's like a little grove down here. Seems like a good place if you were a teenager, you could come and drink or something. And at this point, man, this is far removed from my ideas of being some native living in the woods. This is far closer to just homeless behavior. And I came down in this thing, dropped my drawers, blah, just dumped a huge dump, just so much shit. Not too soft, not too hard, sort of in the middle. Fucking gross. I almost wish it was more light here so I could see it, just to see how much it was. It seemed like tons. And man, oh, human shit. Oh, it smells so bad. Like, and I could kind of catch it on the wind. I could smell it. Just like, fuck. But then what I did, which is an idea, again, a Vinyl Countdown idea that we had in one of our other shit adventures. I think this was from Christmas last year. Right, just shit in someone's alleyway on the way home from Brad's. But, it's to wipe your ass with your socks. I had never thought of that for some reason. I got these really nice socks, too. Not anymore, I don't. Because, yeah, I took them both off. Gave myself a pretty good wipe. I mean, when I get home, I obviously straighten the shower. All these clothes are gone. I mean, you know, I'm going to wash them. I'm not going to throw them away. But it did a pretty nice job, man. Wipe with the sock. Really wish I could wash my hands right now, but whatever. It's just being prissy. I'm sure it's fine. Oh, so I mean, that's embarrassing, gross, shameful, ridiculous, but God, it feels good to just have that shit out of my body. It was so much. Just like the time last year when I literally shit my pants. Like, this is gonna happen. You cannot hold this. So all in all, like, pretty successful fucking operation. Now I gotta find a different way out of here, because I do not trust going back the way I came in, because there is some real gross shit somewhere over there. It's weird too, like I'm in the woods, but you can hear that probably. That's the subway going by, Old Mill Station. I can see it through the woods. If someone looked right over here perfectly through the branches, they would see a shitting man. A man who just shit. Whew, fuck. It's so weird, like, I just don't feel it at all. I would have gone to the bathroom before I ate all that food. I was just like, nope, everything's fine. 10 minutes later, bah, fuck me. Yeah, I'm not totally clear on the shitting out in the woods thing. So I tried leaves the other day, not very good. Like, scrape yourself with a pine cone, I guess. Maybe just try to wash yourself in, like, a little brook or something. But in the wintertime, you'd never want to do that. I mean, I don't know, did primitive peoples just smell like fucking shit all the time? How do you clean yourself properly? There's a jogger jogging by. This is a weird-ass place to be. I can see so many people, but no one would ever notice me down here. All right, that's the story. That's the shit story. I guess I'll get back to walking now. Oh, hey, good news. The alternate method that I'm trying to take out of here, fuck, is filled with very painful thistles. Like big ones. They just stab right through my jeans. Fucking hurt. Ah, fuck you. Ow, what is that? Damn it, I can feel them. In my pants. Shit. That's something I didn't really consider. The whole world would be like this. Fuck. All these paths and shit. I lived in a pre-machete era. That'd be a fucking pain in the ass. I guess there's like animal trails and stuff, right? I don't know. Okay, that's all. Man, you know though, it's 1:23 in the morning, 11 degrees Celsius, according to the Old Mill Inn and Spa sign. Even before when I said like, oh, this is so shameful and whatnot, I really don't feel like that. I was just walking across the bridge and just still got the strut. It's like, yeah, man, I fucking just shit in the woods. I did the best job I could, but I bet somebody was to yank my pants down right now, stick their nose in my ass, it would probably smell pretty bad. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't feel embarrassed. I don't give a shit. I wish I could figure out how to shit outdoors more. I wish I could perfect this. It is like one of the, maybe it's because I've had this problem for most of my adult life of having to pee so much. My mental index based on where you can piss. Where are there bathrooms available? How hard are they to get to? And it is like, maybe other people don't notice it as much, but to me there's never enough bathrooms. They're always far too hard to get to. It is like the most immediate tyranny of society. You have to piss. It's the most natural thing in the world. For the millennia before, which I don't know how long a millennia is, maybe that's too much, you would just piss. You just fucking piss. And now we're in this world where you gotta walk around and there's fucking grass everywhere. It would hurt nothing if I pissed on any of your lawns, you fucking jerks. Nothing. But you can't do it. Button down. Only pee where you're supposed to pee. Let's make this fucking difficult. This fucking super elaborate system. Plumbing and shit. I mean, for shit, yeah, obviously. You needed that. But you can't even piss. You can't even just take a piss. This fucking world that we're in. You live your whole fucking life in a world where you can't fucking piss. It's fucking disgusting. It's more conceptually disgusting than the literal disgustingness of me shitting in the woods. Oh God, I'm so glad that I just wasn't one of those people. One of those little button-down people that just did everything. Oh, here's what everyone said I'm supposed to do, so let's just do it. Remember when I was in eighth grade, I got picked to do, there was like a fucking provincial aptitude tests or something. And I got picked to do the English one. Because, oh, he's Keith, he's smart. And it was ninth grade. When I was really just fucking done with that place. And it was, the essay question was, write about your hero. And even then, when I was like 14, just like offended by that. Like that is just so many fucking levels of presumptuous bullshit, man. Your hero. Like, what was I supposed to write about, like, a fucking baseball player or something? I can't even imagine. What the fuck did they think I was gonna write about? It's fucking gross. It's like a test of how indoctrinated are you by this fucking process, this shitty fucking school system that we put you through, this veal thing. Raise your hand before you can speak. Sit quietly, ask permission to go to the bathroom. If you do everything we tell you and just are very docile and cooperative, then you'll get everything you want, which does ultimately just lead to the only measure of being successful in society is if you can just pay taxes. That's all they're trying to make. Ah, and so many people just go for it, and it's fucking gross. So instead, I wrote an essay about how that, just basically that. I wish I had it. I wish I knew what I wrote. I wish I could find that. It's just how ridiculous that question is and how fucking, just what fucking nonsense.
And I got 84% because I did not answer the question in the slightest, but the essay was fine. I don't know, I was so proud of it. I still had some time left. I remember I started recopying it, writing a second copy, so I could show my friend Tim, the guy I talked about last episode. He's gonna be like, haha, look what I wrote, look what I did. These fucking jerk-offs. But I started rewriting it and I was like, ah, this is whatever. I'll just give him the gist of it, who cares? But I hope that's in an archive somewhere in goddamn New Brunswick. That would be great. If I ever got famous for some reason, people could go look that up. I don't know, dudes. Maybe this is the beginning. I'm gonna live in a fucking shack in the woods. It's gonna be goddamn crazy. Except I'll have like 8 wives. Maybe this is the start. We'll see how it goes, man. Guy on a bike just went by, bicycle. That reminded me, I saw a guy bail right in front of me yesterday. It might have kind of been my fault, actually. I stopped to check my phone and a cabbie pulled up. It was like a stoplight, but he pulled over near me, like maybe to see if I needed to get in, and cut off this biker, and the guy fell right off his bicycle. It's like, whoa, what do I do? But he was okay, but he started yelling at the cabbie, and I was like, okay, good, no one's mad at me. The fuck? no one broke any limbs, I don't have to call 911, it's fine, I guess I'll just keep going. I was thinking, though, as far as living, like this, living out in a cabin or something, I do it living way out at the end of the train line all by myself, just trying to establish like monk-like discipline. Man, I was thinking these cars, because there's no sidewalk where I am, are like a foot from me, just whipping by. That's always kind of marveled I've always marveled at that, that I'm not scared of that, because I've grown up with cars everywhere. That's something like some Native American guy that could hunt a fucking animal by himself and take it out. I don't think he could do that. He couldn't walk next to a fucking busy street. He'd fucking freak the fuck out. But yeah, I'm just like here. Like, it's nice. I find it's, instead of trying to stay motivated, it's easier to remove distractions. So it was tough at first, living by myself, not living with the guys anymore. I haven't lived by myself since 2006 or something in Vancouver, and it was not a very good time. The fuck is that? It's one of these stores making music. But yeah, it's just like, all right, I get up, exercise, I work on things. Like, I don't have video games. I can't play video games, so that's a distraction. I just bought some books and comics and stuff the other day, but before that, I didn't really have any. But I feel like that's a good distraction, though. Reading is a good use of time. But even the cutting down on porn thing, I haven't been stringent about it at all, but just even just to cut that off, like if I'm only jerking off because I'm bored, not good enough, you know, don't do that. Work on something, do something else. What the fuck is that? Why is there just music? Like, what is happening? I don't like that. But yeah, it's like paring down. Wait a minute, that's gotta be me making this sound. Oh, yeah, that was my phone. Weird. Oh, okay, it was just in my pocket doing a lot of weird shit. Now it's on flight mode? What does that even mean? What is going on? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm even trying to talk about. Oh, I guess it's paring down life, right? Yeah, just keeping it narrow. If you can only do these things, then you'll get stuff done, you'll get work done by default, because there's nothing else you can do. And it seems like if I were to try to find an answer, you know, if there was a universal answer. And there's not, but it seems like the only power, like, it's just such a bad feeling to let other people have power over you. To just get upset about things other people are doing or are not doing. And the only way to, like, get back your sense of just self-empowerment is let go. Just gotta let go. Just gotta not care. God, hear that thumping music from some bar. Oh, I hate this fucking society, man. I fucking hate it. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck that. Shut the fuck up. Ugh. Yeah, so I found out that the place I'm living, it's supposed to be a 3-month lease, but my landlady just told me if I want to stay longer, I can. So I was gonna get booted out at the end of November, so I was like, well, maybe I should just go to Vancouver, because it's about as easy to get a place in Vancouver as it is to get a new place in Toronto. And just, like, monk it up even more, like, this is my training, and then go even further out where I know fewer people. But I wasn't really sure if I wanted to leave in December and then be gone for the holidays and stuff. It just feels like the new year, that's when you move. Brand new year, go to a new city, do a whole new thing. So I can at least... Now it's easy. Since it's easy to stay for the extra month, I will at least stay for the extra month, and then we'll see from there. So I sent out a little email just telling people I know in Toronto, like, hey, cool, man, I'm going to stay for a bit longer. But there's this rift now because of this chick and me had our dumb little fling that didn't work out. And now she's back with her shitty ex-boyfriend, and I can't fucking stand that guy, and I don't want them around. But I can't insist they don't get invited. I'd be fine if she got invited. I just don't want to see him. But you can't put that kind of power in other people's hands. I can't ask other people to take up this crusade. They don't feel the same way. They don't care. They didn't go through the shit I went through. They don't know this guy like I know this guy. So all I could say is, like, look, I don't know. Like, just invite them then. If there's parties and shit and stuff going on, go ahead. Invite them. I just won't come. I won't ask you not to. I won't put down ultimatums. I just won't come. So at least that's back in my own fucking domain. Or this last time I went home, like, I've just been depressed about my brother and his drug problems forever. For so long, for my whole adult life. And I feel like talking about him with this girl, like, that's how a lot of our little relationship started, was just talking about stuff. It's like, all right, I'm leaving town, let's hang out more. And then again, it's like social suicide when you move. It's like, well, now I can just do whatever. I can talk about whatever, I can cry in front of you, I can just, who cares? I'm gonna be gone soon anyway. And just talking to her about him helped a lot, in a way that I don't exactly know how. But the way that it helped, like, the feeling was when I went home and I saw him again, I just didn't care, you know? Maybe that's mean or whatever, I should care more. But I mean, caring was destroying me, man. It was fucking wrecking me. And I guess it'd be the two ways. Either I could try to fix him, I could destroy myself, just like crashing myself against the fucking rocks until I was dead trying to fucking help this guy. Or I could just let it go. It's very, very sad, but there's nothing I can do. Or even if there is, in some magical 1% of 1% alternate reality where I could do something, I'm not gonna. That's not this reality. It's nice, or if it's shitty, I don't know, whatever. But I just don't care. I just felt like I didn't care. And it was just, maybe that's the best I can do, but man, it's freeing. It's like, finally, I just don't care. And I was saying, like, how when I think back to old friends and old relationships, it doesn't hurt because I don't care. And maybe this is the same as just, like, sloughing off all these different aspects of my life and trying to narrow it down and really making it into this little simple little monk existence. But inside that, maybe I'll find, like, what I do care about. I think that it's writing, but I don't know, maybe it isn't. Writing is awfully at odds with all these other ideas I've been having, where it's just to sit and to write. It's like the opposite of what really makes me feel good these days. But it makes me feel good to write also once I get going. I don't know. But I don't know, that's the thing too, is you gotta come at it. Like, if you come at it directly, you can't even care about not caring. If you try not to care, you care. You will care. You're gonna fail. You just have to somehow, like, I don't know what the magic thing is, and then, but the result is that you don't care. And I don't know how to get there. I don't know what does that. I think definitely the being more in touch with your body helps so much. So maybe it's not even that you don't care. It's just that you care differently. Just your brain, that's the direct top level of your brain, that's grinding away all the time, just trying to solve problems, isn't trying to solve that problem anymore. Like, that's really all not caring is, because really it's not that I don't care. I care about my brother, I care about my old friends, I care about people I used to date. But I don't care in the sense that it's just grinding my head to pieces. I don't know, it seems like even like just with this recent breakup, like, I put up an XO about my old girlfriend Erica, and this guy from England who follows me on Twitter, who's always a dick, that's his whole shtick, is that he's a dick. And he's like, oh man, I listen to that podcast, you sure are an emo bitch, aren't you? And it's like, yeah, well, yes. Yeah, I am. Like, when I'm in the midst of something, it hurts so much. It fucking hurts incredibly. And like, now that I've kind of leveled out some, it seems insane that I felt this way about this last relationship, but man, there were times when, because Elliot Hulse mentioned prayer, and he's like, I'm not even religious, but I think you should try praying, because it was in the first video I ever heard by him, just because it helps you personally, this idea that it's like just this expression of a desire for things to be different. To express that, like, helps you psychologically. And there were times when I would just, like, feel so bad for so many days in a row that I would just, like, be praying, like, I don't want to feel like this anymore. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, again, I guess that's pretty mental. But what would be the point of not admitting it, you know? Yeah, that's pretty crazy, so I guess I just won't tell anybody. I'll just pretend I'm not like that. I'll just pretend I'm cool and tough. What the fuck is the value of that? That's awful. Oh, man, I got in such a ramble that I kind of looked down at my feet and I realized that I'm not wearing any socks. And I remembered that I shit in the woods. I'd forgotten already. Fuck. What a weird-ass episode, man. I like where Ham Radio's been going. It's getting a weird, man. It's getting to be a weird show. But I mean, I don't know, I hope it stays weird. Before, it was okay. Here's what I'm up to, a little diary. It's probably more exciting when I was in New York, just because I was in New York. Blandified pretty good after that, but it's just like, well, whatever, here's what my little day-to-day, ba-ba-ba, here's some cool songs. I don't know, I like this feeling that it seems like it's about something lately. Maybe it's totally nuts, maybe it's crazy shit, and I'll listen back and be like, I don't believe any of that anymore. What was that all about? But it's good to feel directed. I feel like this is something I've forgotten a bit, like back in those school days. In high school, right after high school, I wrote this whole book of, like, this is the most, sounds insane, but I read this Bukowski book that was like non-rhyming poetry. Like, it's really just essays, but they're just sectioned out, like, I should try to get a copy of that book. I'd love to read that again. It was called Betting on the Muse. And just sectioned out, like, arranged like poetry, and it just made it fun to read. I wrote so many of those. I still have them somewhere. And just, they were really, I mean, there's a goodness to it and a badness to it. The directness was good. The, like, I believe these things, bah, was good. But there was also the hard-headed black and white, a guy that loved Ayn Rand books part that was bad. And I feel like maybe I'm getting some of that direction back by sloughing off again, like the things I don't care about. But also I feel like I'm a lot more open also. I mean, nobody hated religion more than me. I probably got in more fights with my mom about church than anything. But now I feel like, yeah, I don't know, I always pray in the shower. And I always look up. I don't understand when people look down, but there's something, I guess, just because I would be in the shower, and it's just so vulnerable feeling. Just alone, enclosed, sound. It's like the safest place. And I've got this little shower that just is barely taller than me, and I just look up at the roof of the shower, the top, and just ask for whatever help I needed. Of like, I wish I could feel better. I wish I could stop obsessing over these things that happened. I wish, and then lately it's been like, I wish I could just feel better for those people and not be mad at them anymore. That I would even do this, you know? I guess something organized religions and stuff, I just, but even, I guess there's a community aspect to it that has certain value. Like, I feel like maybe it's a nice melding that's starting to happen of having a directedness, but an openness at the same time. Imagine if I listened back to this whole thing, and I was like, oh yeah, oh, that was my manic episode. You remember that? Oh yeah, no, I was certifiably, like, out of my mind. And I recorded it all. You want to hear that? That'd be great. It was pretty fun to listen to. I played some cool songs. I don't know, I don't think so though. I think I'm okay. Like, I feel like I'm becoming okay. I feel like I'm finally, like, growing up, but not growing up the way society wants you to grow up. I'm not even a step closer to that. The house and the job and the car. But growing up into the person like I'm supposed to be. I'm starting to get a handle on it, man. Which I should probably relax, because I probably just need to let go. Alright, I'm home. I talked this whole time, and now I'm home. So thank you for listening. I hope whoever you are, I hope things are going alright. And hey, you're alive on the earth, man. Things are going alright.
Drink up, baby, down. Are you in or are you out? Leave your things behind, 'cause it's all going off without you. Excuse me, you're too busy, you're writing your tragedy. All these mishaps, you bubble wrap when you've no idea what you're like. So let go. Rises with the fall. So hand me that remote. Can't you see that all that stuff's a sideshow? Such boundless pleasure. We've no time for later. Now you can't await your own arrival. You've 20 seconds to comply. So let go.
Spirit.